스라.
Pozdrav svima, slušate 201. emisiju Kroz radija. Za sobom smo ostavili jubilarnu 200. izdanje, a u 201. emisiji prilog koji stiže iz Zrenjanina govori o 6. bijenalu akvarela koji se održava u Zrenjaninskoj savremenoj galeriji. I takođe, ovo izdanje Kroz iz Zrenjanina donosi vam i priču o jednom gostu koji nam je stigao iz Škotske. On je sada već ponovo tamo, ali mi smo ga snimili dok je bio u Zrenjaninu, prvo o 6. bijenalu akvarela. Tokom juna meseca ove godine u Savremenoj galeriji Zrenjanin održava se 6. bijenale akvarela Srbije i Crne Gore. Za Kroz radio govori Sunčica Lambić, kustos Savremene galerije Zrenjanin.
Bijenala je stimulisanje tehnike akvarela u okviru savremenog likovnog stvaralaštva, znači zamišljeno kao izložba akvarela koji učestvuju po konkursu, osim nadređenih autora na prethodnim bijenalima koji učestvuju na izložbi bez žiriranja. Dodeljene su i tri nagrade. Prva nagrada je dodeljena Draganu Karačiću iz Podgorice. Nagrada podrazumeva otkup jednog akvarela u vrednosti od 40.000 dinara. A drugu i treću nagradu su dobili Sila Vujović, umjetnica iz Beograda, i Zoran Grmaš, umjetnik iz Novog Sada. Druga i treća nagrada podrazumevaju učestvovanje na 26. susretu akvarelista u umjetničkoj koloniji u Ečki ove godine.
Koliko ste radova, to jest koliko se autora odazvalo na konkurs?
Ovako, otprilike je bilo oko 160 autora na konkursu, znači apsolutno iz svih delova Srbije i Crne Gore. Izabrano je 77 akvarela, 62 autora. Komisijama odstupila od pravila da jedan autor izlože po jedan akvarel, upravo da bi se kvalitet izložbe povećao. Tehnika akvarela koja podrazumeva po pravilu neku brzu izradu, znači praktično da se izvede u jednom dahu. Najčešće umjetnici vezuju sa izradom pejsaža, tako da je i ovoga puta na izložbi dosta pejsaža, ali zatim imamo recimo i interesantne, na primjer, abstrakcije, dakle istraživanje u akvarelu, apsolutno u svim poetikama. I radovi su, znači, različitog senzibiliteta, imamo portrete, imamo zatim kombinaciju akvarela sa drugim likovnim tehnikama, na primjer sa akrilom, sa olovkom, sa kredom, kolaž akvarel koji je veoma interesantan, i naročito su ti eksperimenti primećeni kod mlađih autora. Septembra meseca svake godine umjetnička kolonija u Ečki okuplja umjetnike u dva saziva. Prvi saziv je saziv akvarelista, a drugi saziv je saziv umjetnika koji se bave klasičnom slikarskom tehnikom, najčešće uljem. S tim da se posljednje godine radilo na tome da ova slikarska kolonija bude internacionalna, tako da ćemo i ove godine imati umjetnike iz Mađarske, Slovačke, možda iz Bugarske. U okviru 6. bijenala organizovan je ciklus predavanja na temu akvarela. Ideja je bila da se malo progovori upravo o tim susretima akvarelista iz kojih je izniklo bijenale, jedan istorijac, to je pregled prethodnih bijenala, zatim da se približi sama tehnika akvarela i da se da jedan pregled u stvari akvarela u okviru savremenog likovnog stvaralaštva. Tako da imamo tri predavanja. Prvo predavanje je bilo predavanje Zdravka Mandića, drugo predavanje je Dušana Đokića o tehnici i načinu rada akvarela i ujedno promocija zbornika knjiga o akvarelu. I treće predavanje je predavanje Save Stepanova, akvarela u okviru savremenog likovnog stvaralaštva. Takođe, u okviru bijenala organizovana je i mala radionica akvarela. Ovdje je osnovna ideja animiranje dece iz osnovnih škola koja će raditi, znači, u savremenoj galeriji, dakle radit će akvarele, bit će nešto objašnjeno, znači, o samoj tehnici akvarela, i na kraju dana bi se izabrali najuspešniji akvareli i izložba tih akvarela će se održati 23. juna i bit će podeljene nagrade i jedno.
pre otprilike dve nedelje dok je projekat Novi optimizam bio u punom jeku, u Zrenjaninu se obreo i jedan gost iz Glazgova, iz Škotske, koji se u Srbiju vratio pošto je u Beogradu bio tokom Refract festivala gde je snimao road movie o gostovanju grupe Queen u Srbiji, to jest u Beogradu. Kada se Alister našao u Beogradu, došao je do Zrenjanina, a čućete šta on priča o svojoj prvoj kao i o drugoj poseti Srbiji.
Hi, my name is Ali Saunderson. I come from Glasgow in Scotland. I am a freelance TV producer and camera operator. The reason for my first visit to Belgrade was a band I work with making music videos. We're invited over to play the Refract Festival, and the drummer got in touch to see if we could make a road movie about the whole trip. So we drove from Glasgow to Belgrade, which took 52 hours. And as I was coming to Serbia, I didn't know anything about the country because it's closed to the media in Britain. So I was quite nervous about what I was coming to. But as I arrived in Belgrade, got through the border eventually, because as soon as I met the rest of the people, I found out they were much like Glaswegians, very friendly and like to party. My production company in Glasgow was set up last year to do music videos especially, but also try and change the way television is made in Britain. It is a lot like Serbian TV, it is very blinkered and using techniques from 30 years ago. So our whole attitude is to change the way we shoot things, the way things are edited. And through the first project we did, which was Colours Fest, a big music dance festival, hip hop, electronic, we cut a half hour programme together and tried to sell it to Channel 4, and they got a showreel through a music conference they have in Glasgow once a year, which is all the multimedia and music. And Channel 4 came along and got a showreel and ran away down to London with it and hid it in an office somewhere. So I finally tracked down the people from Channel 4 they have a website called Channel 4 Ideas Factory, and they promote new production companies through this website, and that's where we were supposed to go, but the girl never got it. So eventually, after about a month, she got our showreel and was very excited. So hopefully when I go home it'll be on there. But before we left, the first time to do the tour, we approached Channel 4 with the idea of this road movie, which Stuart Cosgrove, who's the executive editor producer of the company, was very excited. But the same problems here, I can't put any money because you're not a known company. But he's going to be very surprised when we hit him with the documentary, and I believe we will be able to sell it to Channel 4, and it'll be our first break in television. The reason for my second visit to Belgrade is because I didn't get to properly enjoy it the first time. So I just came back to have a holiday and see a lot more of Belgrade and meet a lot more people and really get to know, and my first impressions were true. I just fell in love with the city. It's my pace of life. In Scotland we rush about so much because it's cold, but here it's nice and easy. Cigar, cigar, carefully, gradually. We're hopefully trying to set up cultural exchanges through Scottish bands coming to see a lot more Scottish bands coming to Serbia. The problem we have is getting funding for these things to help Serbian bands come to Scotland, because the problem in Scotland they have is, which Neil said, is maybe they'll come to Scotland and not want to leave again. But I was putting his mind at rest, like, no, they're not like that. They're the very same as us. They love their city, but they want to get out and experience others. So hopefully with TV production companies, my company inviting production companies over, and if they get the bands, do road movies of the Serbian bands going to Scotland and the reaction they got in Scotland, and possibly have Glasgow bands in Serbia, Serbia bands in Glasgow, and webcast a half hour from each club. Just Serbian people see what's going on in Scotland, Scottish people see what the Glasgow bands are doing in Scotland, so it's going to take a lot of work. It's not a overnight thing, looking 6 months, 7 months before it's all going to be in place, so hopefully your government officials will deal with this, will see the prospect of what can happen between Glasgow and Belgrade, because very similar cities.
Pitali smo Alistera i šta ima da kaže o tome kako su Škoti poznati kao tvrdici. Alister prepričava jedan vic o tome kako su se dva Škotlanđanina borila oko jednog bakarnog penija i napravili su bakarnu žicu od toga. Ali da čujete i Alistera.
That is a rumor put across by the English from a long time ago. The Scots are a lot like the Serbians, which I've found. It's hard to pay for a drink over here. Come to Scotland, it's the very same thing. No, you put your money away, we will pay. They're very, very generous. And there's an old joke which was set up by the English. It's about the invention of copper wire, where two Scotsmen were fighting over a copper penny, and hence you got copper wire, because they stretched the penny and made copper wire. So that's it's an English myth that we're, as we say in Scotland, stingy. It's a Scottish word for being mean, but we're very friendly and hospitable anywhere you go in Scotland, apart from Edinburgh, because it's full of tourists. But your Glasgow's, Aberdeen's there, the people are so friendly that if you're lost, they'll actually take you to where you want to go. And my friend proved it by getting out an underground train station in one of the rough parts of area near Glasgow Rangers football ground, and pulled out a street map, and within 5 minutes he had six people round about him who took him to where he wanted to go. But he knew where he was going, it was just an experiment he tried.
Pozdrav iz Zrenjaninske ekipe Cross Radija i doviđenja.
Kroz, skroz, kroz Zrenjanin.
Da ti si feeling, ker delaš radio, ti ste pravi, seveda, ti lepo zdrav radio, koji je odstrani radio študent in seveda držte se.
Cross Radio.